Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
We are on our last issue of this Swamp Thing arc, issue 42. If you'd like to listen to our previous episodes, check out our last seven, as well as episodes 31 through 38, and episodes 97 through 103.
Nice. You got it this time. Didn't even look at the book.
Hey.
Good job.
Takes me a bit.
It only took you 8 episodes.
Yeah. It happens. We start out this issue.
Episode. Dude, I love this thing right here with the It's a dead body in a
skeleton.
Coffin. Yeah. Yep. And it's basically him going through talking about how he was bored but he can't sleep. And like the skeleton even like at the end of it like rolls over like onto its side like it's changing positions.
Yep.
And then they decide to come out of the ground.
Yeah. Every skeleton in this graveyard, the graveyard on the plantation, gets up and they're just starting to walk around. Swamp Thing and Abby are on the plantation. They're trying to, I guess, stop everything from going on. They see Alice. She is trying to get back to the graveyard to put more salt down. Her whole, I'm not going to say point of being there was to keep the dead from rising.
Yeah.
Like there was something in her telling her to keep doing this, but it wasn't enough. Obviously because she is walking out there with a handful of salt. And she sees the dead coming to them.
It's the salt. It's like, oh, shit. It's the salt that what keeps them in.
But it didn't work, because now they're coming.
Alex, she's raving. Can you follow her and see if she's okay? I'll get everybody out of that house, and then maybe we can evacuate this place. And he says, yes, we must hurry. I sense the approaching darkness. And so, like, he's already, cut him once or twice or something like that? Or
who? Okay, so yeah, no, we go back inside.
Oh, yeah,
and
sorry.
You're good. We go back inside and...
What's with the rainbow psychedelics?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Because I didn't know if I'd missed something.
Again,
or...
I've got some questions about this one, and we'll get to that at the end. But I don't know exactly what is going on. Maybe it's just because they're all finally playing into the narrative, and it's just fucking with all their heads.
I guess, yeah.
Richard, or Wesley, he just got done flaying William, or Billy, and Miss Charlotte, or Angie...
Oh, God, please, no, Wesley, please.
Yeah.
Charlotte, please, compose yourself. We have to go upstairs now and greet our visitors. And please, try to smile. I know you shall. I know I shall.
The bad thing is, that was normal. That shit was normal.
Sadly.
Yeah.
And then she says, oh, no, oh, God, he's alive. He's still alive.
Richard's like, good, perhaps he'll tell the rest of those apes what happens when you try to steal a march on Old Wes Jackson. Didn't really understand that sentence when I read that. I thought he said merch the first time. I'm like, huh. Even back then, they knew about merch. So they go up. They try to go upstairs out of the basement. And then they see Abby. She is trying to convince them all to leave. But as she's talking to Richard, she notices that the house starts to change. Ultimately, I think she's seeing it change to what it used to be. And what the setup used to be versus what the builders remodeled it to.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, I think that's what the psychedelic colors are supposed to represent.
Okay. Richard's like, my God, she's wearing trousers. Charlotte, is this some friend of yours?
Who dresses like a man?
Yeah.
And she says, Charlotte, who's Charlotte? Look, you don't have time to fool around. The whole place is going crazy. Where's Billy Carlton? Isn't he in here too?
And then Charlotte's like, William, my poor William, he skinned him. Oh, God, he's down the cellar. Skinned him with this. As she grabs a knife away from, I guess, Richard's belt. And he grabs it away from her and then...
Stabs Abby in the gut.
And she goes down. And he's just like, all right, cool. Let's go stop all those idiots from hollering it out in the front yard.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, man, seriously? Go back to Alice, and she is... trying to convince everybody to go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're this is not your time. You need to just go back. Like,
yeah,
you guys can't be here.
You got to give her props.
Oh God, yeah. No,
and then like, Alice,
doing her best.
Alice, is that you?
And she sees her dad. That was kind of hard.
That was sad.
That was very sad because she starts breaking down. She's like, you know, we couldn't afford a proper plot, so Mama had to bury you in the old slave graveyard. And I was just a little girl when you died, and now I'm this old lady, and you know, I'm ugly, and I don't want you to see me like this. But her dad is like, you know, I couldn't sleep in that place, couldn't decay in peace. None of us could. Too much left unsettled. Tonight we are going to demand our freedom. You know, let me walk there with you, beautiful Alice, baby Alice. And she, you know, gets up and starts walking with him, and they walk toward the plantation. We then go back to Abby, and she puts it together real quick that none of it is real.
Yeah, and then she says, it isn't real. It doesn't even hurt. I don't feel wet. I'm not really bleeding. And then she picks up the knife, and it's one of those ones that the
retracts
into the...
Yeah. She goes back to Angela. It's like, look, we need to get Billy out of the cellar. And she's like, no, you didn't see him. Oh, God, don't make me look at him again. You don't understand. They skinned him. And she's like, with this, as she takes the knife and stabs it in the head as it
retracts
back
it.
Into the hilt. Go back outside, and we have Carlton or Wesley.
I've warned you people. I've told you we won't have any of this devil worship around Robert's land or Roberta land.
Mm-hmm.
And
put those fires out and get back to your shacks. The one, I'm going to still call him extra. I don't want to call him a slave. One guy says, a special night for us, Mr. Jackson. Is
Mystery L'Orient.
Mm-hmm. Zombie walk tonight. Zombies?
God, you're like children. Don't you realize this is 1842? Now get back to your homes before I open fire the way I did
the last time this happened.
No, that can't be right. This hasn't happened before, but I remember firing on a crowd. I hit a woman in the stomach, and then the blacks attacked me, and they fired, and I fired the other barrel, but too many of them, and they beat me to death. Oh God!
I do like.
Dear God, why do I remember this?
How his eye color changes.
Yeah.
From blue
back to the normal,
referring to Wesley to back to Richard, and then we get. I believe this is Alice's dad. It's like, you are back in the place of pain, Wesley Jackson. We are all back in the place of pain. Because the pain cannot be buried and forgotten, the pain cannot remain in the past or hidden beneath the soil. That which is buried is not gone. That which is planted will grow. There is a weed that thrives upon neglect and flourishes in darkness. Untended, it will become a tree of night, and it burrows sag beneath the unbearable weight of what is brought forth. And Blue Eyes was Wesley. So Wesley asked what they want, and he's like, we want our freedom. And if freedom is not given, then we must all repeat this night of pain, of suffering, until freedom comes, even if it takes forever. The dead have forever. And Wesley's like, this is my land. I'm not going to...
This is the way of life my family worked for.
Swamp Thing's like...
Yeah, he says, you can all go to hell. And then Swamp Thing says, you know, you're already there, all of you. You must break this terrible cycle. The pattern you laid down so long ago has grown into a maze that traps the living.
And Wes is like, no, fuck you. Like, well, it doesn't all sound that, but
yeah.
Wes is just like, you know, get away from me. And Swamp Thing's like, no, like, we're going to stop this. And Wesley fires and shoots Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing goes falling into the fire itself, and it starts the cycle all over again. The zombies, because they're zombies.
Yeah, they start attacking. The shot has been fired as before. It has begun.
And then you get,
I will not allow this evil to continue. And Swamp Thing goes like on fire, rushes into the house. No, not my house. That's all that's dear to me. You can't. And he literally burns the whole thing out.
God, it was beautiful.
Awesome. It's fiery vengeance.
Yep.
And, you know,
then leaves that body and grows a brand new one like the next day.
And then, but while he's burning, he says, "Holland died like this. I remember. Mm-hmm. I feel the memories, you know, in me from before." And then he regrows himself.
The next day, in the ruins, basically, and Abby's just sitting there waiting. And as they go, Swamp Thing's like, you know, why is everyone still standing around? She says they're in shock.
Come on, we better get out of here before anybody realizes you're not a hallucination.
Yeah. I think most of them will be okay. I found Alice and she only remembers it as some kind of dream. They're blocking out what happened here and get on with their lives.
They'll be okay.
This scene, however, is what I'm a little confused about.
Like, they couldn't get out of it?
No. Out of the hallucination?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought, anyways.
Well, I don't know, because he's not saying shit. He can't talk. She's still talking as Angela to Billy. But, so we have one scene where he is sweating up profusely. The very next panel is his face is like a little chunk of it's torn away. Next panel, it's fine. And you see his chest. His chest is fine. But on the last panel, he's got his skin on his chest and arms all flayed off. I don't get what the scene was trying to convey.
Because the mentality of, well, William and Charlotte.
Were they
Billy and
so are you saying that they survived in these two?
Yes. I'm saying that that part of the cycle didn't get broken.
So are they now going to be two different people in one body from now on?
No. I think that it's going to continue. Like, you know how they said the cycle of that happening over and over again? But the
house got burnt.
Exactly. Which was what was holding the slaves and Wesley. But what was holding William and Charlotte was the love they weren't supposed to have and then him being flayed to death.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I would assume anyways, because I was still unsure about it also, as far as like why they would have it like that.
Okay. It was just odd is all.
I don't understand with the cameraman thing either.
Well, I think that's Dennis, the director. That's Dennis.
Oh, okay. Is he dead though?
No, I think he's just, he's in really profound shock. Can't even talk. And then they talk about how Richard, he ran to the house and burned alive.
There you go, which is why that cycle ended. Yeah.
Okay.
These guys worked in it, so.
Okay. And so Swamp Thing and Abby just kind of
They
go
basically
off.
Discourse on what was going on, why it happened, how it happened.
We are ending this last two pages here. We've got the cameraman or the.
It's the camera truck.
The camera crew.
They're like, how do you lose an entire truck? What if they scratch the lenses and stuff? And then they it moves on to a scene from there.
Just outside Monroe.
And it says, yeah, let me get this straight. You saw the accident and you're saying there were people in this thing. That's right. Hell, they were swerving all over like they'd never driven an automobile before. I was some way off, but I saw them crash. They was going about 70 or 80, I guess. And they got out of the wrecked car and walked off laughing.
Yep. And then we are in Springville, Arkansas.
Well, now as it happens, we do need someone to look after the ticket office.
This is movie theater.
Yeah.
And old-style movie theater.
Yeah, and this is hilarious. He's like, but to be frank, it ain't much of a job, and we have trouble keeping people. See, all you do is sit in a cramped little box and sell tickets. A lot of people can't do that. It'll be fine. When do I start? He says, well,
Right now,
if that's convenient.
Really? You're not even going to get background information on this guy? Okay.
But listen, we're kind of shorthanded, and this is a 24-hour joint. You might be in there a while. All week, if you like. All week? No. I mean, a long stint without a meal break or a bathroom break. So do I. This smells so good.
As he grabs a handful of popcorn.
Well, it's just ordinary cheap popcorn. Listen, we haven't discussed pay. Not important. Whatever you like. Is this my box now? Yeah, sure. Your box. Listen, I like your attitude. You don't whine about conditions or union stuff, and they make they don't make workers like you anymore. In my other business, I could use 10 guys like you.
I like this.
I think that could be arranged.
Yeah, this is my box and my own little window. These are my tickets. Right, listen, I gotta leave. Dinner date. Like they say, eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow. Because they show the guy, and it's Alice's dad.
You know, forget it. I gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow. Jeez, is it that late already? But dude, I find it so hilarious because that was the same body that was talking about being, you know, bored in the box and, you know, staring up at the ceiling for all the time. And
yep.
That's, it's great.
So now he's in another box.
But
he's
got a window.
This one he's willing to have. Dude, I love these issues. These issues were great.
Oh, absolutely. Swamp Thing is probably one of the best ones that we cover on the podcast, I think. Yeah, for DC.
Overall or just DC?
Both,
general?
Actually.
Okay.
Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I love some of the other ones we do, but, like, for time-wise, like, what we're in and story-wise and what's going on and how deep some of the shit gets.
Yes.
Like, these are in there.
Yeah, it's... I'm loving that.
And I can't say for DC because we only cover one other DC, and that's The Flash, and that's...
Oh, we did Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Those were... Okay.
They were a little better. They were better than The Flash.
All I'm saying is once we get past Crisis, we're going to get to more here. We'll get Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman. Like, we're going to get the Trinity. We're going to get other teams. We're going to get more. So.
So we just got to push to that point.
We're also going to get Wally West Flash, not Barry Allen Flash.
Is he better?
I thought Wally West was better, but I came in two comic books
with Wally West Flash.
Okay. So, which is why when current things happened, I was mad. get into that
spoilers.
Later. Eventually. I love these issues. What Alan Moore did with this character is great. Like I said, we got introduced to Constantine here, and I'm looking forward to us hitting the Hellblazer series. I've heard nothing but great things about that. And I've got some at home, so.
Nice.
Those, I think those are like 12 issues a book. We're definitely going to cut those up.
Yeah, we'll have to do half and half.
Probably. Honestly, we should be cutting these up.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the 8-issue format that we do.
That, and I like taking the whole story of what's going on in the books with these and doing them at one set.
Yes, because they all are connected.
Yeah.
I mean, the Swamp Things are connected fairly well already.
With the whole storyline in general,
from what we've covered.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the 8-issue arcs that we touch on these are just great. Ron, thanks for coming on here as always.
Happy to be here.
And
I yawn through the microphone.
Yeah. And we will see you guys next time. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.